5, 4, 3, 2. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your All Fresno podcast, where we talk about all of the greatness in Fresno, pop culture, retail, everything good. And this is, as always, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Wyra, and with me, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are you?
I am great, Josh. How are you?
Yay. I'm doing well.
Yay.
I am doing
well. What are these days? I'll just, oh, man, Josh.
Dude, let me unload.
I'm not doing so good, man. Here's what's going on.
We'll have a whole podcast.
Yeah. It'd probably be way more interesting, actually.
Yeah. People would just listen for days. Yep. It would go viral. They'd be like, man, did you hear that podcast where
finally got real?
Mike laid out all his shit there, and it was insane.
Did you know that guy had so many problems? Oh, yeah. I could tell.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever listen to the rest of it? Man. So, it is
We always start September. With weather. September.
It's September.
We did it. We got through the summer.
Do you think we got through the summer?
Well, I'm
like,
sure.
Like, you don't think it's going to get another
Surge here or there. Yeah. September's always good for, like, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
It could like summer. It could cool off.
But we're through with the 100 plus.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're saying it. Knock on one.
Yeah.
I'm like gripping hard on the pool weather. I'm really, really stressing about losing pool weather for the next 6 months.
You want to be out in the pool.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't go out there enough this year. Now all of a sudden it's going away. Now I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah. You're like, I got to get out in the pool.
Pool stuff.
Yeah. And it was a little windy the other day, which I like, but.
Yeah.
At least we're done. So we're done. It seems like we're done with the wildfires.
Yeah, that was a rough smoke. That was a rough bit with the late July or all early August was just like that's a rough time, and it feels like that's just the way it is now for summers. Right. There's gonna be a fire somewhere, and
put on your smoke mask. Put on your little mask.
At least you know it was all the whole West Coast, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
at least everyone was terrible. I heard this thing just today, actually, that for a couple days, Seattle, Washington had like the worst weather
in
the world.
That Seattle,
and it was because of these wildfires. So they're having the same problems we are, and that's good to know. All right, now
let's get into September Fresno. In Fresno.
What's happening?
We're saving money
Fresno.
For the fair. We're getting ready for the Ranch Pro.
What do you think about? Oh, you want to go there?
Oh, go. Well, no, let go me, ahead. Let
me, what do you think about the fair lineup? Because they just released another couple acts.
What were the last ones they released?
Well, the last one was they announced their two Latin acts. So every Sunday, you know, they have Latin acts. So they have a, I think it's a Norteño band. 50 caliber, whatever that is in Spanish. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. and then this other group that's like, I'd have to look it up. Let me go see. But anyway, so they did that. And then Chicago, they announced that Chicago is coming back.
Did we know? That's new?
Yeah, okay. Chicago. Well, they were here last year. So that's why you're like, so wasn't Chicago. But so Chicago was here last year. And they're coming back, and you know, I don't know. It's interesting. I feel like I think the fair does a good job with what they have to do. You know, so it's like they got to get whatever that is, 12 shows or whatever over 14 days or whatever it is. I mean, they have kind of a hard thing to do. And so I think they generally do pretty well, but I just, with the exception of, you know, so the Culture Club, Boy George and the Culture Club is going to be here, and then Salt and Pepper is playing with Naughty by Nature, and I think I'd love to see some Naughty by Nature. Other than that, There's not a whole...
Yeah, there isn't the rock act.
No big rock act.
My genre of rock...
Seether? You know, you're not all about Seether. Yeah, I guess.
Technically, Seether is, but I don't care.
Technically. Right, right. They're not a band that... yeah, so it's just... I don't know. It's just a little... Seems like... I don't know. But, I mean, maybe they're doing the right thing, which is like they realize that... that rock just isn't what it used to be. And so they just kind of abandoned it and they go with, you know, they got their one sort of rock act. But other than that, they go with the old school hip hop and the country music and just have that there. So they got Ludacris. Ludacris. Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, what were you saying? Something.
Not everything is made for me.
Not everything is made for you. Apparently, the Fresno Fair.
I'm going still. Because I don't think I went last year. So.
Oh, I'm really? Going. Fresno but Fair is great.
I'm not going to. I don't need the music acts to pull me in. Yeah, I just need things fried.
Right. That's the food and some beer. Yep. I think they actually have like decent craft beer there now. You know, you got to kind of look for
stuff.
It,
but. They do have Fresno exhibits, the exhibit things.
They do have that craft beer festival that they do every year.
Yeah.
I think they're doing that again. And
then there's a thing they do that's different from the fair that like comes through town, I think is coming. It's like a very bro-y festival.
That's a different one. Yeah. This one actually is part of the fair.
Oh, okay.
As part of the fair, they actually do a craft beer thing. I think it's on like Saturday night or something, the first Saturday, and it's like an actual, and they have it out in the grandstands, you know, where the horses are. Mm-hmm. It's super fun.
I might check that out soon.
Speaking of Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
We're going to go with it.
Oh, man. Here it is.
Suds is back.
Suds is back.
City is back after. So it'd been gone for, I don't know how many years.
I want to say 2015
or something.
At least two.
So 2 or 3 years. 2015. So yeah, 2 years. So 16 and 17, they didn't have it.
Yeah. Because that was in Fulton's transition phase.
Right, right. I think that's what happened. Yeah. Yeah, because it had generally been, well, they kind of moved it all around, right?
It started at Eaton, and then there was a year I went where it was like in the parking lot. I think it's called the Boxcar parking lot, maybe.
Okay.
Where it was like across the street from the old Fresno Hotel that on the railroad, you know, where just like there's dirt and railroad tracks.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's a very odd.
And it was on asphalt. Way. It was just on asphalt. Asphalt parking lot. Nothing.
Okay.
There's no like, oh, cool.
No,
it was just
shade.
We're on an asphalt parking lot.
Wow.
That was a pretty bad one. And then it moved to Grizzly Stadium.
Okay. The Chuck.
And then I think they did one, that last one maybe. They did on Fulton Street.
They did Fulton Street one. Yeah, yeah.
That one I missed.
So they're bringing it back anyway, and it's going to be right there on Fulton next to the Cultural Arts District Park.
Is it next? I thought it was actually the.
Well, park. I think. Well, they're blocking off the street, part of Fulton down there. And I'm not sure.
What?
So they're blocking off the street from Calaveras to, I don't know, they're blocking off a big part of the street. And it's going to be in the park there. And they're going to have bands play. It seems like a pretty decent lineup. I know they're going to have the Blink-182 tribute band. Because how can you go wrong with a Blink-182 tribute band?
Yeah, just after Blink-182 plays in town.
I was talking to Hammer with New Rock, because they're like, you know, kind of the ones putting it on, and he was like, yeah, Blink-182, and it's like, yeah, that actually is like might be the perfect choice
for that.
Just
it probably
just
is.
Because. because, like, who's not going to like Blink? Like, you know, who's going to be, like, no one's going to be upset about a Blink 182 tribute band, you know? Yeah. Everyone's just going to be like, this
either
is great.
Not pay attention to it or have fun.
Right, right. So that's happening, and it is the 22nd of September, I believe. Of note,
you going that?
That same day, Tioga Sequoia is actually having its Oktoberfest. So there will be a lot to do. But this is 2 to 7 in the Cultural Arts District Park, 32 breweries. They're also going to have a margarita bar. You know, so
that's where you start losing me.
Yeah. Well, so the thing I love about this is like, let's see if it's still there. Oh, I think they took it off. So originally, they had their little flyer for it, you know, and at the bottom it had like all of the kind of breweries and stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And one of them was Four Loko. I laughed so hard. But it looks like maybe they've since taken that off and replaced it with something else.
This is the issue I kind of have with Sons of City. It's always been that way, though. I think since they left Eaton Plaza, there's the alcohol or the non craft beer element that's always there.
Right. Yeah,
and that's kind of been no different now than I guess it has been in the past, because there's been like Corona booths and Bud Light booths, and it's like you go to any other craft if you're gonna. I don't know that Suds touts himself as a craft beer festival.
I do not believe that at all. Yeah, it's a beer. You know,
it's a drinking festival.
It's like a beer festival. I mean, it's just kind of like a hangout party kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that if you ask, you know, the organizers about it, you know, yeah, they're not going to be like, oh yeah, we're a crappy, you know. I think they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. What's funny is, let's see if I did a story about it, and the way that they phrased this thing was great, because it was like, there'll be craft brewers, but also like your favorite. I think they said favorite like, big beer.
They're not speaking to the beer geeks.
Big beer.
They're speaking to the drinkers. Be like, don't worry. None of that crazy craft beer IPA things. You'll have plenty.
We'll have your
plenty of Bud Light, bro.
Yeah. Anyway, Bud Light Lime. It will still. So they're going to have Lucky Lopez, John Clifton Blues Band, Foreigner tribute, and then Blink 182 tribute. So it should be a lot of fun. I mean, I think just having all those people down in that area is going to be great. And it's going to 2-7. And so afterwards, I'm sure a bunch of people are just going to be streaming all over downtown, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So they'll end up at
they'll be streaming online. Tioga. Everyone will have a... Have a live YouTube thing going.
That'd be great.
Look at me. I'm on Sasa City downtown. Oh my God. I've never been down here. I had to park like in like a garage or something. I don't know.
I tried to park on the street and it wanted me to pay.
They're like $5. I'm like, what are you talking about? Wine Walk 2018. You gonna go to Wine Walk, Fig Garden?
Fig Garden Wine Walk. No.
Okay. Well,
when is that happening?
I think that's another big. It's right around the same time.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I not a fan of wine.
Wine Walk 2018.
Catalina wine. What is it?
Catalina
from a last wine mixer from a West Arrested Development.
No brother. Anyway. Or two brother. Stepbrothers.
There it is. Yeah. Whatever. Wherever it's from, that's what it is. All right.
Wine mixer.
So that's happening, and we're all excited about it. There was something
lots
else
of
that
drinking
was
options this month, people.
Yeah, that's
October
that's
as well. October lots is like of, yeah. the end of September, October. That's just the hopping Fresno
time. Yeah, that's
time.
When you go out and
you got through the summer. True. You reward yourself for getting through a Fresno summer, and you go out and you right. party.
You go out and you party.
It's sort of like the end of summer festival. That's like we should be like touting that Fresno. Like, should be just festival. End of summer festival season.
Yeah.
Just like congratulate ourselves for doing it. Getting through
summer.
Man,
that sounds like a great idea. Write that down so that we can remember.
Somebody write it down.
Somebody write that down for us and then send it to us. Email it to us.
Yeah, email
it back to us.
And then I won't delete it, but I will leave it unopened. I'll be like, I'll open that later. Because I want to read that, and then it will just get loaded down into the 500 unopened
unopened email
emails
and we'll
I have that I'm
totally
like, oh, I'm totally going to read that.
What else? There was something else that you were saying was coming up.
I'm
getting excited
so.
For.
No.
The Surf Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Surf Ranch.
The Surf Ranch Pro.
Ranch, is that what it's called?
Or Surf Ranch Pro.
So this is surfing. World Surf League.
Right.
Is coming, well, not to Fresno. I say Fresno.
I
as
say
if
it
everything
too.
Revolves
I
around
keep saying
Fresno.
Fresno.
But, it's actually
region.
Lemoore. It is, yeah. I'm sure there will be a lot of people in Fresno because
right. A lot of people will be flying through Fresno or staying
right.
hotels in Fresno.
Yeah. So the Surf Ranch, for those who don't know, is this really cool man-made wave pool. This guy, Kelly Slater, probably, 4 or 5 years ago now, mm-hmm. He designed and created this awesome man-made wave pool out in Lemoore. And it's just this huge wave pool, and he took a video of himself, you know, surfing it, and it was like this huge viral hit, and so it became this place where all these surfers would come to, like, either I think they would just at first just kind of came to, like, you know,
just experience it,
the novelty of it, or whatever.
Yeah, because Kelly Slater's like one of the greatest surfers of all time.
Yeah,
so it's just like anybody that. Kelly Slater is going to be like, hey, bro, come check it out. And they're like,
right.
You're like, oh, and it's just, I've watched tons of Surf Ranch videos, and it's just every time these reaction videos of surfers the first time doing it. And they're just, every time they're just like, they're just look like kids on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They just open up a Christmas gift because they're just always just like, they just love it so much because it does just, they have this long, long ride in this perfect wave that you can just, you know, it's just that perfect surfing height and tube and everything. It's just like you can all the things you want to do. And it's just like
right.
this consistent
and it's
wave.
It's the same every time.
It actually is. I had watched a video of one of the professional surfers talking about it, and he actually described for the first time, I've never heard anyone say about this, like that there is there's like three different wave types he thinks there.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And there's actual subtle differences in some waves. I don't know if that's how they can control it or that's just his like geeky, like he's like, I've noticed there's three different kind of waves that kind of get produced, but.
Well, so he did this, and they were just kind of, it was like, for a while, it was just like, you know, Kelly Slater, people who knew him, and he would bring people over. Then they started using it as a training facility for the World Surf League, and then this year, they actually decided to use it as a spot for their World Surf League championship, and so, what is it, the end of this week, I guess, coming up,
six,
they're going to be
eighth,
out there,
I believe.
Yeah, 6, 7, 8, and they're making it this huge blowout deal. It's going to be like a big party. And Blink-182 is playing.
Yeah,
so they announced
on the Saturday.
I don't know. We might have. Did we talk about this on the last podcast?
I can't remember. We did.
But Blink-182 is going to be performing in the evening, and I don't know, it just seems like a really kind of cool, fun event for people.
Mm-hmm. Unique event, and it's
like something totally outrageous for around here, you know? Like, who would ever think, like, oh yeah, I'm from Fresno, I'm gonna go see a surf competition in my backyard,
right? And it's like, and it's legit in the league professionally.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like anybody, like if the Raiders and the 49ers played a regular season game here in Fresno, right, Bulldog Stadium or something,
it's the
surf league before the Lemoore surf ranch event. They're in Fiji, I believe,
right?
And then
after this,
they're going to France,
right?
So
yeah,
like,
it's great. Like, looking at the
they
list,
they go in Fiji, yeah, Lemoore, France.
It was like, no, seriously, it was like Australia, Fiji, Hawaii, obviously,
yeah,
you know, Australia, whatever, Lemoore. It's like, okay, this is great.
It's I didn't even bother researching it. I just feel like it's got to be a fact that, like, it's the only inland surfing, professional surfing event.
I love that you're just like, I don't know if this is true, but it's
you. UB people like have to like actually have, you know, sources and things.
Legitimate journalism.
As dumbass bloggers are just like
can just throw crap up there. Right.
That's what Bethany emailed me the other day about something. She's like, what are you doing? Like, did somebody tell you?
Bethany Clough, President.
Did somebody, she's basically, I'm paraphrasing, but it's just like, did somebody tell you that they're officially doing that? I'm like, no, I just said it. She's like,
right,
okay. She's just like, I just want to know because nobody's will officially tell me. I'm like, well,
right,
nobody told me anything. I'm just throwing it up there.
You're just, well, yeah. So a lot of, especially Bethany gets this a lot, you know, because like there will be rumors of stuff for a long time,
mm-hmm,
but she can't report on anything until they actually, like, somebody actually says something.
Right.
And, you know, the way that it works is like the restaurants or whatever, the businesses, a lot of times will have it in their contract or whatever, their lease, that they can't announce until a specific day or whatever. And so, like, there's just this long period where, like, everybody knows that this thing is happening, but no one can say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, and so everyone is like, she gets a lot where people are calling her and like, hey, so you know that blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah, I do, but I can't
I already know that,
say anything because I don't, you know. And that's what it was. Like, I think Cracker Barrel was maybe one of those where, like,
yeah,
everyone was like, Cracker Barrel's coming. She's like,
weren't you reporting on Cracker Barrel?
Right. And she's like, I can't report on anything because there's nothing to report because blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah. Anyway.
Doesn't sound like fake news to me.
Right. But yeah, so the surf ranch thing, I think it's cool. I would like to see. So from what I have been, or what I've heard, is, you know, they haven't been open to the public yet. So,
they had the one test event that you could have gotten into, but they had limited tickets.
But
right,
I think this is the first that is like open to the public. But eventually, I think what I heard is they're going to actually open it to the public for surfing.
Sessions.
So, which I think would be really cool. And I don't, you know, again, I don't know if that's anytime soon, because mm-hmm, right now I know that they're just using it for training. And then, you know, they have the competitions there. So hopefully this means there'll be a lot more competitions, which means there'll be a lot more cool stuff coming through the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love that. Okay. Love that you have all these professional surfers flying into Fresno.
Right.
This week.
Well, it's cool too, because if you look on Facebook, you know, or on Twitter or Instagram, mm-hmm, you see all of these like professional skateboarders,
uh-huh,
a lot of professional athletes of all sorts coming through to surf at this place, because it's like this thing, you know, it's like this big kind of deal. So you have, I can't remember who it was the other day, professional skateboarder, just happened to, you know, go through and was, you know, taking pictures and whatnot. So, yeah, it's cool, man. Lemoore, there you go. L'Amour. Someone was saying the other day how cool L'Amour is because not only does it have a surf place where you can surf, it has a naval air base.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere near the water.
Yep.
So there must be something going on.
Professional surfing spot and naval air base.
And naval air
in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley. In
the
middle of
the San Joaquin Valley, yeah. That is probably nowhere else in the world.
Yep.
Dude,
I think it's time for a band of the episode.
All right, so. If you follow my Instagram, I have been posting about this band a lot. So for the past couple of weeks, I've been doing this Battle of the Bands. I was judging this Battle of the Bands they were doing. And the winner of the battle gets to open up for this. It's called the Gen X Tour. That's coming to Full Circle, and it's Buck Cherry, Lit, POD, Alien Out Farm.
The same weekend as the Surf Ranch, bro.
Oh, it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just this insane lineup of insane bands playing that will probably get a lot of people to come out in Fresno because for some reason, you know, Alien Ant Farm and Buck Cherry and POD are still super popular here. And so the promoter did this Battle of the Bands thing, which I think is really cool. I'm normally not one for Battle of the Bands, but I'll sure as hell judge the heck out of them. I'll tell you that. So I went and he asked me to be a judge, and I said sure. So I was out for I think it was 4 weeks that they had these people play, and then the final round. And I have to say it was really awesome. There's so many. Like I saw, you know, 4 bands over 4 weeks or whatever. So however many bands that is. And they were all awesome. They were all super good. There were some that were like really, really good. There were some others that, you know, maybe weren't as practiced or whatever, or younger. And so just not as polished, but yeah. Still really awesome. I don't think there was one band that I wasn't impressed with. And then several bands that were just like kind of mind blowing. And this band, Boozer is the name. They won the thing. They were one of those bands. They just came out of nowhere and, were just like so energetic and so like authentic. Like, so they just, you know, sometimes you'll see a band and it just seems like, it's a little bit of a put on or like they're trying a little hard to do the thing that they're doing. But these guys were just made it look kind of effortless that the thing that they were doing and really awesome. So let's hear a bit if we can. So the other thing I think is interesting about these guys is just like this style of music I think that they're trying to do is becoming popular here. It's been popular other places for a while now. So you'll probably see them around a lot. If you get a chance, go check them out, young guys. It's funny because they're called Boozer, but I'm pretty sure none of them are of legal drinking age. So, you know, that's always good. Go see him if you can.
Go right. See him. Did you go to Fuss Fest?
I did not. I did not go to Fuss Fest. But I
so did close an interview to looking with like the Fuse Fest.
Organizers. Yeah.
Like, huh.
So this is a, it's really, it's, it seemed really cool. Mm-hmm. So they started about 5 years ago, and this was that time, I'm sure all of our listeners remember it, when there were just like music festivals happening every weekend.
Yeah.
It was like just every other weekend. It was like, oh my God, music festival. You're like, ah. It was a lot of like dudes playing, you know?
Yeah.
It was a lot of like, that's just a lot of guys.
Brofest.
A lot of guy bands. And so, this group of women decided that they wanted to have their own sort of music festival that was all about, you know, women and LGBTQ and people of color and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff, and just a more inclusive kind of thing. So they started this FuzzFest. I think it started out at Fresno State or Fresno City, maybe, I want to say. But it's since it's grown and grown. And then this year it was two nights. So they had a night at Taiga Sequoia that was free, and then they had a night at Strummers, and they were actually able to bring in a pretty big headliner and, you know, just did it up really cool. So I'm excited for them, and I'm glad to see that it's grown and that they sort of are taking chances with it. And I think we need more of that, those kind of things around here, you know, more opportunities, not just for, you know, for any bands, right? But this in particular, and I feel like right now is a good time for it because there's a lot of, you know, female-driven rock bands happening, and there's some really good stuff out there. And so, yeah, I think it's. I was super happy to be able to do the interview and find out more about it. So, yeah,
we'll look for FuzzFest next year.
Yeah, FuzzFest.
Well.
You can go. Yeah, for sure.
Watch all those bands that are at FuzzFest. Follow them.
Yeah. Oh, here's something that I'm just looking at some stuff online here, and I stumbled across this. The William Soran hologram.
Oh, yes.
You know about the Soran hologram?
I see that story. Now I have to see. So there is a William Soran's, the last, basically the last house he was living in.
He lived in, yeah.
And it's funny because that house just looks like,
it's just
like
a
super
house.
Basic track house.
Right. Right, it's a track house.
And you're just like, whoa, that's
in a
where
normal
William
neighborhood,
was living
right.
in.
Right.
And tell me about this. There's an official museum.
So there's an official museum. It's the William Soran House Museum. Mm-hmm. And I need to look this up, actually.
And
And it's part of the museum. There's this hologram, and I need to see if I can find the story now, because
it's very Star Wars-esque hologram of William
Soran. There's a picture of it, and it's an interesting kind of picture. I was like, whoa. But apparently, yeah, so you go in the house, and then, you know, there's some reading and stuff, and Soroyan's there as a hologram.
He's all, hey, what's
yeah,
on?
How, whatever, he's all, Soroyan.
No,
like.
Leave the. Don't forget to leave the seat up when you go to the bathroom.
Maybe that's it. Okay, William Soran House. See the writer as a hologram. It says. So there's a picture.
Wash your dish. Make sure to run some water through that dish when you put it in the sink.
There's a picture of him as a hologram, and it looks really kind of weird. He's just there in his house with the hologram kind of floating around. Let me see. Boom, boom, boom. Ribbon cutting. Museum features.
Put
a hologram.
Could you put a coaster under that, please?
That would be great.
That's all he cares about. The Williams Soran hologram. That's all he cares about is like you picking up after yourself in the house.
Coaster. Use a coaster. So the museum features a hologram of Soran and a setup of his desk and part of his home as it was when he lived there. The rest of the house is filled with photos, videos, and interviews taken of him throughout the year. And posters of his work and different drawings and stuff. So
it's just a loop of him like being confused that there's people in this house. That's what the whole guy should
you
just
in
be
my
like,
house?
Like, what are you doing here? Wait, why are you walking through? Hey, do I know you? Why are you here?
So Apparently, he died in 1981. I thought he was died later than that.
Yeah, that seems early, way earlier than that I thought.
Anyway, so the house is open. It's open Tuesdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can go there. It's on Griffith Way. You know, Marks and, you know, Dakota-ish. And yeah, seems like really cool. They got a lot of stuff on display there. And, you know, he is like arguably one of the most famous presidents. Of all time, and worthy of anything we can give him. So I'm sure that, you know, this house, I'll definitely get out there at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
As a writer in town, you can't not
go there.
Appreciate.
There's somebody, you know, I don't have her name on top of my head right now, but she actually does some writing for The Bee. Maybe you know her, but she's not like a reporter, but she does... Mm-hmm. Do like a story once or a column once in a while. And she was like, for want of maybe a better way to describe it, but she was sort of his assistant towards the end of his life. She was basically just sort of his assistant because I read a story she did on The Bee one time this and stuff. And I forget her name. So I see her once in a while pop up on The Bee with something.
I'm not sure. I would have to look at it.
Yeah, but I wish. No, I don't know why. I always bring up
Mark
something.
Arax was I the one. Finish. You know, Mark Arax. He and Soroyan, I think, kind of hung out and
Where is he at? He's not at the Times anymore, is he? LA
no,
Times?
He's in town now.
Oh, I think he's just hanging out. Stuff.
I think he's writing books and whatnot. You know, like so. Yeah. Okay, so William Soroyan, go to it.
Go to the underground. See. That's a good present day. Go to the underground gardens and then go see William Soroyan.
Yeah, and also Greek Fest. You know, Greek Fest just happened.
Did you go
this month? I did go.
Oh, did you see Kobe?
I did see Kobe.
Did he recognize? Wait! I want to know. When you saw him at the Greek Festival, because you're a regular on Fridays on
We're friends
Great
now.
Day, and you have a segment. I'm still not convinced that when you saw him at the Greek Festival, did he recognize you as the guy that comes in on Fridays as Josh? Or did he was just like, hey, guy?
No, he totally recognized me. Okay. He was like, what do you need? What can I get you? He was like, going to hook me up.
And oh, man, like, no, he's going to hook you up. He's like, come on.
I'm just like, no, he was like, oh, my son's over at the grill and my wife's over there, you know. So, yeah, it was
he
really
has.
Awesome.
Have you seen his brother? I hope his brother's still around.
No.
But I believe it's his brother, or maybe it's his cousin, but I'm pretty sure it's his brother who's there. The last time I was at the Greek Festival, I thought it was Kobe, but it wasn't. It was like, I assume it was his brother. Uh-huh. And he was cooking. And this guy was cooking. He looks just like Kobe.
Older?
Just
older
slightly.
Guy?
I think he was a little bit older than Kobe, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Huh. But like.
It's good to know.
And it was
maybe
just
someone
like,
knows.
Oh, there's
Kobe. Someone
and
out.
I was like, wait, that's not. That's sort
if
of
someone
like
out
Bizarro
there
Kobe.
Is listening, tell us who Bizarro Kobe is. We need to know. All right. So another thing that happened, and this is real sad, but I think of real importance to our listeners. Mm-hmm. Peeve, the dog, died.
Peeve. Craig Charton's dog.
Pet Peeve, who was like...
Downtown staple.
And he was an icon. He was like the mascot for all downtown. Mm-hmm. And just such a great dog. And he passed away earlier this month. And, you know, Craig did a post on Facebook that still, like, is getting people commenting, like, you know, weeks later.
Right.
And they actually had a celebration of life down at Tioga. And it was insane. I mean, it was like... So many people were there. So many people brought their dogs. You know, people got up and gave a little talk. And it was interesting because it kind of became also about not only pee the dog, but Peeps Public House, and you know, kind of that whole time.
Yeah.
Those years that Craig had the pub down there, and that kind of downtown vibe.
It was really the only thing. I mean, Cafe Corazon and Peeves.
Cafe Corazon was there for a while.
Were right? Just that there was that era where like those are literally the yeah. only two things happening.
Yeah,
in downtown
and
at night.
There was a long time for where it was just Peeves, and you know, and if you think about it, like for a lot of people, that is like the quintessential downtown. You know, because like obviously downtown is doing much better now than it was then.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people, I think that was like their first introduction to downtown and their first sort of like time spent there. So it's like really meant a lot. And so, you know, for a lot of people, I think Peeve dying was like the end of that whole kind right. of thing, you know, more so maybe even than the restaurant closing. So it's just interesting, you know, because some people got up and they were talking about Peeve, but then obviously they ended up talking about, you know, the place as well and just everything and downtown and what Craig has meant for downtown and all that. So it was a sad kind of thing, but it was also really nice because it was like there were so many people there that, you know, probably don't get together like this very often. It was like a kind of reunion for a lot of people. I saw yeah. so many people there I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of nice to have everybody just out and like, it was kind of like the old Creative Fresno crew sort of showing yeah. up and
damn it.
So it was there. Really good. Yeah. You should have been there, but it's okay that you were not. It was like on a random Monday.
Yeah.
It was a very downtown thing. And Mike Cruz brought his dog and everyone had their dogs there, and it was very fun. So
I watched him for a little bit of an afternoon day downtown at the Fulton opening.
Oh, okay.
So that's funny.
Like, I will take care of your dog.
Yeah,
it's a great dog. So if you're not into dogs, it probably would have been a weird kind of deal, but for right. those who love dogs,
because oh, yeah.
everyone brought their dogs, you know, and it was just yeah, it was a lot of fun. So if you haven't, you know, go send some good wishes toward Craig, who you know, he's I'm sure doing better now, but you know, yeah. Peeve was his main yeah. man. You know, they were like best friends.
I rarely can think of a time seeing Craig, and I saw Craig yeah. every time I was downtown. I rarely saw him without Peeve, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very few times. All right. So one more thing I want to talk about, and then we can be done, or if you have something. But you know, have you seen these lip sync challenge? So the law enforcement people were doing.
Yeah,
lip-sync
I
challenge.
Have, and I don't. Yeah. I don't even understand how they started, but I know.
I don't know how they started. Yeah. So the Fresno Sheriff's Office just did one, and it's so great. So it starts off with Margaret Mims is singing Blondie.
Oh my gosh, so Mims like
one
is singing?
Way or another. Right. I mean, she's lip singing, but
yeah, whatever. Right. Yeah.
And it's Blondie's One Way or Another. I'm gonna get you. I mean, it's like just so funny. And it's scary too, because it's like, oh my God, she's gonna get me.
She is gonna get me.
And she's talking, she's talking to this criminal, you know, and it's called the Donut Chase. And there's this whole like storyline, because this guy, he's dressed in a donut and he's robbing coffee shops, and they catch him, and it's like follows his whole progression through the justice okay. system or whatever. Anyway, so it's just it's fun, and you know, and then at the end, then they challenge other police departments. So, and you know, I think Clovis did one, Tulare County, Madera County, Fresno County now, and I know the answer to it, but I'm like, when is Fresno PD gonna do lip sync, and what would that look like?
Oh,
you know,
man,
could they do it? I mean, obviously they could. But should they do it?
No.
How would it go over with the community? Yeah,
I hate all this kind of stuff anyway. So I would say no to anything, but I don't, if they want to have fun, whatever. I think Dyer would be into it. Cause I've seen him do, he's done something like that.
I mean, he did do the ice challenge, ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
But right, remember he had his shirt off, whatever.
Right. That's what I'm thinking of, I guess. But like, I don't know.
I would like to see him just go all out on it. I mean, I think it would be great.
Yeah, that's the thing with those things. You got to go full bore or just don't do it. Yeah.
And I feel like so. And the Fresno Sheriffs actually had Valley PBS like produce and direct it for them. So it's really good.
Right.
Like,
yeah, know, that's like smart.
The production values are high and like whatever. And then too, you know, it's like, you know, they weren't spending a lot of their
you gotta own get CMAC
time
to help you for Fresno PD.
But I can't imagine what Fresno PD would do and how it would come off. And I can't imagine there wouldn't be a whole group of people that would just be like, why are you wasting your time doing this when there's so
I'm
much
paying
more
for this
stuff? I'm paying for that, you know. So I feel like they might not. I mean, I feel there would be those people. I also do feel like there would be a ton of people that would just be like, this is the best thing ever. Yeah. You guys, we love you guys. And thanks for being out there on the streets with us. I don't know. I personally, I think.
I want to see it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're challenging right. Fresno PD.
Right. We're challenging Fresno PD right now to put out their lip sync challenge. Anything
just call, anything call CMAC. CMAC will do it for you.
Call CMAC, yeah. CMAC
bros will do it for at you. CMAC.
Heck, I'll do it. I'll just CMAC. You. I'll just follow some guys around for a while.
With my iPhone, I'll follow
with my iPhone. I'll be careful to make sure they know I'm doing it so I don't get shot. But yeah. I'll follow them around for a while, and then I'll edit it together with some music, and it'll be cool. Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
No, bro. I'm not going to let you fit any more Fresno in.
No. Okay. All right. Too much Fresno. No. So we're going to plug it up.
Plug it up.
You get to start.
Oh, man. I have a blog called.
Nothing.
I got nothing. I got,
he's
a,
got
blog
a blog
called The Fresnan.
He does not.
The Fresnan.
He just puts whatever out there.
TheFresnan.com.
The Fresnan. It might be true. It might be rumors.
Yep. It's
so
to take classic it with blogger fashion. I have no sources.
Here's what's awesome.
I actually have a source on that thing that Leslie was talking about, but I can't reveal it. So.
Well, what's awesome though is that you're straight up with it all. It's always like, you know, if there's something out there you're not sure about, you're like, well, this is what I think.
Yep.
Here it is. So
this is just
so that's thefresnan.com. There's lots of good stuff on there.
There's a thing or
about
two.
Fresno. Yeah.
Right.
What else?
And also the other podcasts in the Dorktown Network
podcast.
Don't forget about Dorktown. It's sleeping now, but don't sleep on it. Dorktown can sleep, but don't you sleep.
Right. This is a good point. It's on hiatus, which means you can get caught up.
Yeah. Yep.
Like you can just
go through
start at episode one.
One
and
through get caught up. I think it's like 150 or something. I don't know.
Oh man, that's a lot.
But and then there's also a Harrison Ford show called Get Off My Podcast. Trent and I just, and maybe not if you're listening to this Flowing with Famous on the Monday, might not be there, but in a couple of days we're gonna have fugitive at, or what we call the hangout with us, where we watch The Fugitive and you can hang out and play that show while you watch The Fugitive with us.
Oh, that's
so
great.
We just
that's
recorded
great.
That yesterday and it should be out this
that
week.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So I would just start when you guys play start.
Yep.
And
you gotta
like
just
a
press play at zero when we tell you to, and then you can just you're just hanging out with us watching
that's
the movie.
Genius. Okay.
And then there's also of course the perfect pour.
Perfect pour.
Craft beer show. Lots of local talk in there. So if you're president, and we had Matt from Tioga Skoy runs the beer garden at Tioga. He's on the show. So there's always some sort of Tioga tidbit in there. Although Nick and I usually have to pry it out of him.
Oh yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's right. The way it should be.
He comes on as an independent person, and then we're like, dude, Tioga, talk about stuff with
Tell
Tioga.
Tell us your secrets.
But a couple hours every week on every Friday, there's a new show.
Okay.
And talk
lots about
beer.
Craft beer.
You like craft beer? Hopefully. Yeah. We try to have fun and entertain.
What's the beer you're looking out for? Local beer you're looking out for right now? Local beer.
Full Circle has been doing some interesting stuff every week. They seem like they're having like a can release, which is like the big thing in the beer geek world. Is like you gotta have a can release and people get in line and buy your cans and stuff. They've been doing collabs.
Milkshake IPA.
Right. I have one can in the fridge. I haven't tried it yet, but I got a can. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like the Ben and Jerry's label.
Yeah.
That's a big thing right now in craft beer, too, is like making your labels look like something else, like breakfast cereal labels. And
Right. I've seen
There was an LA one, got a brewer that they made like In-N-Out Stout. And it's completely dead on In-N-Out everything.
And then In-N-Out.
They got a cease and desist letter from In-N-Out. So like that's a big thing right now in craft beer, and Full Circle's been doing that. But also Tioga, if you're listening to this early in the week, and at Art Hop, Tioga's having this guy Kiever, who's awesome. Big artist in the craft beer label.
Craft beer world. Yeah.
And especially he there's this one brewery back east that he sort of, I don't know if you want to call it made. I mean, the beer is important too, but like his labels were one of the biggest things in craft beer, and he's going to be at Tioga because he's done.
Oh, he's actually going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be there. They're flying him in and everything.
No way.
Yeah,
that's great.
And so there's going to be a meet and greet with him and everything. So
that's great.
And
He's done a few labels already for them. He did what did he do? There was that.
Those one-off series that they do, Art Hop series stuff.
Like, they do one every month for Art Hop. And he's
done a lot of those.
Yeah.
And this Art Hop is going to be all about his stuff.
Anyway.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Which was a really great beer.
So I'll be able to go to that on
that's really great.
Art Hop on Thursday at Tioga.
Sweet.
There's so many. Like, Art Hop is just, I mean, can we talk about Art Hop for a second? How from 10 years ago when
crazy it is.
When I was in Creative Fresno and how, and like, it was sort of just like this, it felt like there was maybe five venues or something, and it was just like, it was very cool. And still, but now it's just like, this just this huge thing, and like, there's so many venues that have their own cool thing going on. It's just like, you can't even go do everything.
Right. It's funny because I feel like I recently was like talking to some young people who like just kind of discovered Art Hop, and they really like, it feels like they're like, oh, there's this new thing, Art Hop. Have you ever been? And I'm like, I've been for
like 10 years.
I've been like for 15 years. I went 20 years ago. Like, leave me alone, you know? It's really funny, but it is. It's definitely, I feel like it's much less about the art now, and much more just about the hangout, about the party, about people having cool like events. Mm-hmm. So it to me, it seems like more of a event driven thing than an art driven thing. But still, I mean, you know, when they can block off sections of the city and have, you know, cool little parties like that, I think it's great. So yeah, I'm all about it.
What do you got going on, Josh?
So I will always plug my day job at the Fresno Bee, FresnoBeeHive.com, where you can read me write about all sorts of crazy stuff. I also have several bands that I'm in, and a couple of them will be playing. So the Strikingly Originals are playing a show coming up in September. I think it's the 15th at Strummer's with Stone Shiver.
Oh.
So they had asked us to play a show actually this month, and it got, or in August, it got canceled. And so they moved it into September. So we're doing that in October sometime, early October. Big Balls, AC/DC cover band I'm in, will be playing at Fulton, so you can look for that as well. And then, you know, you can just kind of follow me around and see what else, other crazy stuff I'm doing, but that's mainly it. Oh, also, if you want to watch me in talk about Fresno stuff every week, you can do that on Great Day. I'm on for a couple of quick minutes just talking about here's
Friday mornings, Great Day.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
Cool. Is that enough? That's enough. And then we're on CMAC.
We're on CMAC.
Couple nights a week.
You can just continuously watch the
episode every week.
There's also a chance. There's some other news and stuff that we'll probably be talking about more coming up. So
cool.
All right. Well, that is it. I'm going to count us out. With a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.